Hello everyone, welcome back once again at Creative Thinking with new episode, The Power of Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Episode 1, Part 1, The Treasury House Within You. You have infinite riches within your reach. To gain them, all you have to do is open your mental eyes and behold the treasure house of infinity within you. There is a storehouse within you from which you can extract everything you need to live life gloriously, joyously, and abundantly. Many people are unaware of their own potential because they do not know about this storehouse of infinite intelligence and boundless love within themselves. Whatever you want, you can draw it forth. A magnetized piece of iron will lift about 12 times its own weight. But if you demagnetize the same piece of iron, it will not lift even a feather. In the same way, there are two types of people. Those who are magnetized are full of confidence and faith. They know they are born to succeed and win. Others, so many others, are demagnetized. They are full of fears and doubts. When opportunity comes, they say, what if I fail? I might lose my money. People will laugh at me. People of this sort will not get very far in life. Their fear to go forward makes them simply stay where they are. You can become a magnetized person when you discover and put to use the master secret of the ages. Master's secret of the ages. Suppose someone asks you to name the master secret of the ages. What will you answer? Atomic energy? Interplanetary travel? Black holes? No, it's not any of these. Then what is this master secret? Where can one find it? How can it be understood and put into action? The answer is extraordinarily simple. This secret is the marvelous, miracle working power found in your own subconscious mind. This is the last place most people will look for it, which is the reason of so few ever find it. The marvelous power of your subconscious mind. Once you learn to contact and realize and release the hidden power of your subconscious mind, you can bring into your life more power, more wealth, and more health, and more happiness, and more joy. You do not need to acquire this power. You already possess it. But you will have to learn how to use it. You must understand it so that you can apply it in all departments of your life. If you follow the simple techniques and process explained in this book, you can gain the necessary knowledge and understanding. You can be inspired by a new light and you can generate a new force that enables you to realize your hopes and make all those dreams come true. Decide now to make your life grander, greater, richer, and nobler than ever before. Within you, within your subconscious mind, depths lies infinite wisdom, infinite power, and infinite supply of all that is necessary. It is waiting there for you to give it development and expression. If you begin now to recognize these potentialities of your deeper mind, they will take from in the world without, provide you are open-minded and receptive. The infinite intelligence within your subconscious mind can reveal to you everything you need to know at every moment of time and point of space. You can receive new thoughts and ideas, bring you forth new inventions, make new discoveries, create new works of art. Infinite intelligence in your subconscious mind can give you access to wonderful new kinds of knowledge, that it reveals itself to you and it will open the way to perfect expressions and true place in your life. Through the wisdom of your subconscious mind, you can attract the ideal companion as well as the right business associate or partner. It can show you how to get all the money you need and give you the financial freedom to be, to do, and to go as your heart desires. As it is your right to discover this inner world of thought, feeling, and power of light and love and beauty, though invisible, its forces are mighty. Within your subconscious mind, you will find the solution of every problem and the cause for every effect. Once you learn to draw out these hidden powers, you can come into actual possession of the power and wisdom necessary to move forward in abundance, security, joy, and dominion. I have seen the power of the subconscious lift up people out of crippled states, making them whole, vital, and strong once more. Their minds made them free to go out in the world to express, to experience happiness, health, and joyous expressions. There is a miraculous creative force in your subconscious mind that can heal the troubled mind and the broken heart. It can open the prison door of the mind and liberate you. It can free you from all kinds of material and physical bondage, necessity of a working basis. If you want to make progress in any field of endeavor, there is essential first step. You must discover a working basis that is universal and its application. Before you can become skilled in the operation of your subconscious mind, you must understand its principle. Once that is achieved, you can practice its power, knowing the result you will certainly obtain. You can apply these powers for the definite specific purposes and goals you want to accomplish. For many years, I followed the professions of chemist. One of the first things I learned in my early training was that if you combine two atoms of hydrogen and one of oxygen, the product will be water, not occasionally, or most of the time always. If you take one atom of oxygen and one atom of carbon and combine them, you will produce carbon monoxide, a poisonous gas. But if you add another atom of oxygen, you will get the carbon dioxide, a gas that is harmless to animals and vital to plants. These facts are universal and unchangeable. They are what we call principles. The principles of chemistry, physics, and mathematics are no different in their working from the principle of your subconscious mind. If you want to make use of chemical or physical forces, you must learn the principle of these fields. If you want to make use of the force of your subconscious mind, you must learn its principles. Take the generally accepted principle. Water seeks its own level. That is universal principle. It applies to water everywhere, at any time, and to all liquids that behave like water. The ancient Egyptians knew this principle. They used it to make the foundation of the Great Pyramids perfectly level. Today, engineers use it while planning everything from an irrigation system to hydroelectric power station. Or take the principle, matter expands when heated. This is true anywhere, at any time, and under all circumstances. If you heat a piece of steel, it will expand. Whether the steel is found in China, England, India, or in the orbiting space station, matter expands when heated. This is a universal truth. It is also a universal truth that whatever you impress on your subconscious mind is expressed on the screen of space as conditions, experiences, and event. Your prayer is answered because your subconscious mind is principle. And by principle, I mean the way a thing works. For example, an important principle of electricity is that it works from a higher to a lower potential. You do not change the principle of electricity when you turn on a lamp or cook on an electric stove. No, you use this principle. By cooperating with nature, you can bring forth marvelous inventions and discoveries that bless humanity in countless ways. Your subconscious mind is principle. It works according to the law of belief. You must know what belief is, why it works, and how it works. Your Bible says in a simple, clear, and beautiful way, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." Mark 11:2-23. The law of your subconscious mind is the law of belief. This means to believe in the way your mind works, to believe in belief itself. The belief of your mind is the thought of your mind, just that, nothing else. All your experiences, even conditions and acts, are produced by your subconscious mind in reaction to your thoughts. Remember, it is not the thing believed in, but the belief in your own mind that brings about the result. Stop accepting the false belief, opinions, superstition, and fears and plague our humankind. Being to believe is the internal varieties and truths of life that never change. At that point, you will be moved onward, upward, and Godward. All those who read this book and faithfully apply these principles of the subconscious mind that are set forth here will gain the ability to pray scientifically and effectively for themselves and for others. Your prayer is answered according to the universal law of action and reaction. Thought is inception action. The reaction is the response from your subconscious mind that corresponds to nature of your thought. Fill your mind with the concept of harmony, health, peace, and goodwill, and wonders will happen in your life. The duality of the mind. You have only one mind, but the one mind possesses two distinct and characteristic functional parts. The frontier that separates the two is well known to students of the mind. The two functions of your mind are essentially different from each other. Each has its own separate and distinct attributes and powers. Many names have been used to distinguish the two functions of the mind. This includes the objective and the subjective mind, the consciousness and the subconscious mind, the waking and the sleeping mind, the surface and the deep self, the voluntary and the involuntary mind, the male and the female mind, and the many others. All of these, whatever their implication, are recognitions of this essential duality. Throughout this book, I use the terms conscience and subconscious to represent the dual nature of your mind. If another set of terms comes from easily to you, by all means, use it. The important steering point is to recognize the acknowledged the double nature of the mind, the conscious and the subconscious mind. A wonderful way to begin getting to know the two functions of your mind is to think of it as a garden. You are the gardener. You are planting seeds of thought in your subconscious mind all day long. Much of the time you are not even aware of doing so, because the seeds are based on your habitual thinking, as you saw in your subconscious mind. So shall you reap in your body and environment. Imagine your subconscious mind as a bed of rich soil that will have all kinds of seeds to sprout and flourish. Whether good or bad, if you saw thorns, will you gather grapes? If you saw thistles, will you harvest figs? Every thought is a cause and every condition is an effect. That is the reason it is so essential that you can take charge of your thoughts. In that way, you can bring forth only desirable conditions. Being now to sow thoughts of peace, happiness, right action, goodwill, and prosperity. Think quietly and with conviction of these qualities. Accept them fully in your conscious reasoning mind, continuing to plant these wonderful seeds of thoughts in the garden of your mind, and will reap a glorious harvest. When your mind thinks correctly, when you understand the truth, when the thoughts deposited in your subconscious mind are conservative, harmonious, and peaceful, the magic working power of your subconscious mind will respond. It will bring about harmonious conditions, agreeable surroundings, and the best of everything. Once you begin to control your thoughts process, you can apply the powers of your subconscious to any problem or difficulty. You will actually be consciously cooperating with the infinite power and omnipotent law that governs all things. Look around you, wherever you live, whatever circle of society you are part of, you will notice that the vast majority of people's lives in the world without, those who are more enlightened, however, are intentionally involved with the world within. True. They realize, as you will too, that the world within creates the world without. Your thoughts, feelings, and visualized imagery are the organizing principles of your experiences. The world within is the only creative power. Everything you find in your world of expression has been created by you in the inner world of your mind, whether consciously or unconsciously. Once you learn the truth about the interactions of your conscious and subconscious mind, you will be able to transform your whole life. If you want to change external condition, you must change the cause. Most people try to change the condition and circumstances by working on those conditions and circumstances. This is a terrible waste of time and effort. They fail to see that their condition flow from the cause. To remove discord, confusion, lack, and limitation from your life, you must remove the cause. That cause is the way you use your conscious mind, the thoughts and images you encourage in it. Change the cause and you change the effect. It is just that simple. We all live in an unfathomable sea of infinite riches. Your subconscious is very sensitive to your conscious thoughts. Those conscious thoughts from the matrix thought through which the infinite intelligent wisdom well holds and energies of your subconscious flow shape that matrix is more positive direction, and you redirect those infinite energies to your greater benefit. Each chapter of this book gives concrete specific illustration of how to apply the laws of mind. Once you learn to use these techniques, you will experience an abundance instead of poverty, wisdom instead of superstition, and ignorance peace instead of inner strife, success instead of failure, joy instead of sadness, light instead of darknesses, harmony instead of discord, faith and confidence instead of fear. Could there be any more wonderful set of blessings than this? Most of the great scientists, artists, poets, singers, writers, and inventors have had a deep understanding of the workings of this conscious and the subconscious minds. It was this that gave them power to accomplish their goals. Once Enrico Crusoe, the great operatic tenor, was struck with the stage fright. Spams caused by intense fear constricted the muscles of his throat. His vocal cords felt paralyzed unless useless. He stood backstage already in costume while perspiration sprouted down his face. In just moment, he was supposed to go out on the stage and sing before an eager audience of thousands. Trembling, he said, "I can't sing. They will all laugh at me. My career is finished." He turned to go back to his dressing room. Then suddenly he stopped and shouted, "The little me is trying to struggle the big me within." He turned toward the stage again and stood taller. "Get out of here," he commanded, addressing the little me. "The big he wants to sing through me." By the big me, Krausu met the limitless power and wisdom of the subconscious mind. He began to shout, "Get out, get out. The big me is going to sing." The subconscious mind responded by releasing the vital force within him. When the call came, he walked out on stage and sang gloriously and majestically. The audience was enthralled. From what you have already learned, you can see that Crusoe understood that two levels of mind, conscious or rational, and the subconscious or irrational level. Your subconscious mind is reactive. It responds to the nature of your thoughts. When your conscious mind, Crusoe's little me, is full of fear, worry, anxiety, and negative emotions, this creates in your subconscious mind, the big me, are released. They flood the conscious mind with a sense of panic, foreboding, and despair. When this happens to you, you can follow the example of the great Crusoe. You can speak of affirmatively and with a deep sense of authority to the irrational emotions generated by your deeper mind. You can say, "Be still, be quiet, I am in control. You must obey me. You are subject to my command. You cannot intrude where you do not belong." You will be fascinated to see what happens when you speak authoritatively and with conviction to the irrational movement of your deeper self. Your mind will be flooded with harmony and with peace. The subconscious is subject to conscious and mind. That is why it is called subconscious or subjective. Outstanding difference and modes of operations. The conscious mind is like the navigator or captain at the bridge of a ship. He directs the ship. He sends order to man and woman in the engine room. They in turn control the boilers, instruments, gauges, and so on. The people in the engine room do not know where they are going. They follow orders. They will go on the rocks if the man on the bridge issued faulty or wrong instruction based on his findings with the compass, sextant, and the other instruments. The people in the engine room obey him because he is in charge, because he is supposed to know what he is doing. The members of the crew do not talk back to the captain. They simply carry out his orders. The captain is the master of the ship, and his decrees are carried out. In the same way, your subconscious mind is the captain and the master of your ship. Your body, your environment, and all your affairs, your subconscious mind takes the order you give it based upon what your conscious mind believes and accepts as true. It does not question the order or the basis on which they are given. If you are repeatedly say to yourself, "I can't afford it," your subconscious mind takes you at your word. It sees to it that you will not be in the position to buy what you want. As long as you go on saying, "I can't afford that car, that vacation, that home," you can be sure your subconscious mind will follow your orders. You will go through life experiencing the lack of all these things, and you will believe that circumstances made so. It will not occur to you that you have created thoughts, those circumstances yourself, by your own negative denying thoughts. Once Christmas Eve, a young woman named Nina W., who is a student at the University of Southern California, scrolled through an exclusive shopping area in Beverly Hills. Her mind was filled with anticipations. She was about to spend the holidays with her family in Buffalo, New York. As Nina passed a shop window, a beautiful Spanish leather shoulder bag caught her eye. She looked at it yearningly, that she noticed the price tag and grasped. She was about to say to herself, "I could never afford such an expensive bag." Then she remembered something that she had heard me say at one of my lectures. Never finish a negative statement. Reverse it immediately, and wonder will happen in your life. Staring through the glass, he said, "The bag is mine. It is for sale." I accept it mentally, and my subconscious mind sees to it that I received it. Later that day, Nina met her finance for send-off dinner. He arrived with an elegantly wrapped gift under his arm, holding her breath. She unwrapped it. There was the identical letter shoulder bag she had looked at the identified at her own that same morning. She had filled her mind with the thought of expectancy. Then she had turned the matter over her deeper mind, which has the power to accomplishment. Later, Nina told me, "I did not have the money to buy that bag, yet now it is mine. I have learned where to find money and all the things I need, and that is the treasure house of infinity within me." How her subconscious responded, how her subconscious mind responded. A few months ago, I received a letter from a woman named Ruth A., who had attended my lecture. She wrote, "I'm very 75 years old with a grown family. I was living alone on a small pension and social security. My life seems barren, hopeless. Then I remember your lecture about the powers of the subconscious mind. You said that ideas could be conveyed to the subconscious mind by repetition, faith, and expectancy. Could it be true? I decided to try. I had nothing to lose. I began to repeat frequently with all feeling I could muster. I am loved. I am happily married to a kind, loving, and spiritual-minded man. I am secure and fulfilled. I kept on doing this many times a day for about 2 weeks. One day, at the corner drugstore, I was introduced to a retired pharmacist. I found him to be kind, understanding, and very religious. He was a perfect answer to my prayer. Within a week, he proposed me. Now, we are on our honeymoon in Europe. I know that the intelligence within my subconscious mind brought both of us together in divine order." Ruth discovered that the treasure house was within her. Her prayer was felt as true in her heart, and her affirmation sank down by osmosis into her subconscious mind, which is creative medium. The moment she succeeded in bringing about associative embodiment, her subconscious mind brought about the answer through a law of attraction. Her deeper mind, full of wisdom and intelligence, brought her and her new husband together in divine order. Be sure that you think on this. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things. Feel poised to read. Ideas worth remembering. The treasure house is within you. Look within for the answer of your heart desire. The great secret possessed by the great man of all ages was their ability to contact and release the powers of their subconscious mind. You can do the same. Your subconscious mind has the answer of all problems if you suggest to your subconscious prior to sleep, "I want to get up 6 a.m. It will awaken you at the exact time. Your subconscious mind is the builder of your body and can heal you. Lull yourself to sleep every night with the idea of perfect health, and your subconscious, being your faithful servant, will obey you. Every thought is a cause and every condition is an effect. If you want to write a book, write a wonderful play, give a better talk to your audiences, convey the idea lovingly and feelingly of your subconscious mind, and it will respond accordingly. If you are like a captain navigating the ship, he or she must give the right orders, or the ship is wrecked. In the same way, you must give the right orders, thoughts, and images to your subconscious mind, which controls and governs all your experiences. Never use such expression as "I can't afford it" or "I can't do this." Your subconscious mind takes your word. It sees to it that you do not have the money or the ability to do what you want to do. Affirm, "I can do all things through the power of my subconscious mind." The law of life is the law of belief. A belief is a thought in your mind. Do not believe in the things that will harm or hurt you. Believe in the power of your subconscious mind to heal, inspire, strengthen, and prosper you. According to your belief, it is done unto you. change your thoughts, change your destiny. Thank you guys for being with me at Creative Thinking. This is the end of episode 1 of Power of Subconscious Mind. The treasury house within you. See you in next episode 2. How your mind works.